Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The highly acclaimed Common Core standards are becoming so unpopular that they may soon be politically untouchable. From Glenn Beck and activist parents to the Wall Street Journal and senior academics, critics are piling on and throwing Common Core into the trash bin. One of the latest critiques of Common Core math standards is by prize-winning math professor Marina Ratner at the University of California at Berkeley. It's refreshing to hear criticisms that are very specific and include examples of assignments that anybody can see are ridiculous. Professor Ratner was alerted to the stupidity of Common Core by looking at her sixth grade grandson's homework assignment from Berkeley Middle School. Fractions are taught by having kids draw pictures and create fictional stories. A student who gives the correct answer right away and does not draw a picture or make up a story actually loses points. Ms. Ratner concluded that Common Core is making simple math concepts artificially intricate and complex, while the actual content that is taught is very primitive. The bottom line is that Common Core is inferior to the current California standards. The $15 billion spent nationally to develop and adopt Common Core standards has been a gigantic waste. Another deceit is the College Ready label that is so often placed on the new Common Core curriculums. Math experts say that Common Core standards do not prepare students for the colleges where most parents want to send their children. Scholars are calling the new Common Core history standards a stealthy plan to teach kids a left-wing curriculum. Scholar Stanley Kurtz says that Common Core's American history pitches out traditional emphasis on American founders and constitutional government in favor of a left-wing emphasis on race, gender, class, and ethnicity.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Parents and caring educators around the country are finally standing up to the Common Core nightmare. Got a beef with Common Core? Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. You can help other parents from around the country fight the good fight when you share your own voice at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. When I started to do some walking, I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had three bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Hemp HelpUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software on the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Is everybody in? Is everybody in? Is everybody in? The ceremony is about to begin. Wake up!
Ready? It's the Jack Blood Show.
I want to know what's going on.
Wake up and smell the noise.
I don't understand what's going on here.
It's the Jack Blood Show.
You want answers?
No repeating, pure reporting for the info piece.
You want answers?
I want the truth! The truth! The truth!
It's the Jack Blood Show. The alternative to the alternative news media. Allegedly.
Allegedly, it is Monday. Hope you had a good weekend and welcome to the Jack Blood Show, my fellow thought criminals, enemies of the state and feral humans wherever you might be. I am Jack Blood, your narrator, your radio gun reporting for the next 2 hours. Have a good show for you today as an extension of our live coverage of the shooting in Marysville, Washington on Friday. We have an eyewitness who lives in the town. Actually, we had several very close people to me. And you're not going to like what she has to say. But I do trust her. Jasmine Kelly will join us, our good friend, who knows the family of the shooter and knows a lot about what's going on in that town. Very small town, very hard to hide a lot of the things that have been going around the internet. So I will have to reverse my course, I'm sorry to say, from Friday. Of course, this does not mean, speaking of course, the main course right now. This does not mean that the powers that be won't use this crisis for everything it's worth. But we'll tell you, you know, what you are not hearing generally in the news or in the rumorville known as the internet. Jasmine Kelly joining us here, allegedly. Now, my guests are always alleged. We never know if we're going to do it or not, but we take the time to book them. That'll be in about 25 minutes. And then Roger Stone, never been on this show. And they hit us up here last week. Some of you guys went and saw him at Brave New Books in Austin, Texas on Friday. He'll be joining us in the second hour of the broadcast today. He is they call him the keeper of the Nixon flame. This is why I've always been a little leery about having him, but it should be a lot of fun. He has a new book out called Nixon Secrets, in which he says Hillary Clinton was fired from the 1974 Nixon Impeachment Committee for leaking and lying. Don't worry, she probably won't be your next president. We never hire, you know, two Democrats in a row to be the scriptwriter in chief. So I don't have to worry about that. You might, however, have to worry about a third Bush in office. That's a whole nother issue. Of course, you know Roger Stone from his previous book, which was a bestseller, The Man Who Killed Kennedy, The Case Against LBJ. So that'll be in the second hour of our broadcast today. We'll dot in some news and history as we go forward. Today is, and I'll be dedicating some of the bumper music to the great Lou Reed. Today is the one-year anniversary of his death since we lost this amazing artist and man called Lou Reed. And yeah, you may not like him, or you might even not know his band, the Velvet Underground, but that's not going to stop me. All right, we got a bunch of news for you today, some updates at deadlinelive.info, radiofreeblood.com. This is just in. An ISIL terrorist leader is a CIA agent. That says, so says the Chechen president. And we'll hit that. Labrador is hosting the biggest NORAD training exercise since the Cold War in Canada, despite the fact that they just had these so-called shootings up there. And now we've got the whole lone nut narrative put together. Of course, we'll be debunking that because we also have photos taken 15 minutes prior to the Ottawa shooting. Guess what it shows? Heavy police presence 15 minutes before. That's one of the components of false flags. Again, I don't announce or brand or come to conclusions, but I look at red flags and I'd see if they end up being false flags. And the fact that the cops were there 15 minutes before the shooting, and there's pictures of it, is potentially a little damning. Also, it was an FBI sting operation, so, I mean, there's that. You can literally pin this on the FBI. That's right, just like the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. There was a mass shooting in Northern California. Crime spree suspect killed two sheriff's deputies, and apparently a bystander was wounded. We don't know whose bullet that was from, cops usually, or the killer, if there was one. And we'll cover that on the broadcast today. We'll also get into, if we have time, the farcical Ukrainian parliamentary elections and sheriff's George Soros' stake in that. He was actually celebrating before the election. It's like he knew how that outcome was going to get through, but he lost another election in South America, so it's not all good for Mr. Soros. And IRS seizing bank accounts of innocent Americans. This is a story that's been going around, it appears, at least according to the New York Times, the old gray lady, that they promise to stop stealing all your money. That means they're seizing your money without you doing anything wrong, just on the presumption of guilt. Of course, these seizures have been taking place all over America. This is why, speaking of Hillary Clinton, she said we can't stop this drug war. We have to do what we do in the drug world. And this is, you know, information that we constantly give you here at DeadlineLive.info. What's going on with the cartels in Mexico and why the CIA and all the various alphabet agencies work with and protect various cartels against others, okay? But remember when Hillary Clinton said after the subprime meltdown and near stock market meltdown, if it hadn't have been plunge protected in 2007 and 2008, that if we legalize drugs, that the drug laundering money that is propping up all the banks would cause massive bank failure. I mean, that's just her admitting what they've done. And we don't really have to do much reading between the lines there. So we'll get to all of that and more. As I mentioned, photos were taken 15 minutes prior to the Ottawa shooting, depict heavy police presence. We've got at least one picture. Now, you're right. Pictures prove nothing. And neither do my lying eyes. Even the stuff that I see personally. And I've had, you know, I've photographed and seen things going on with planes flying in the sky and spraying us that pretty much, to me, prove that something is happening. I don't have direct contact to the pilots or the people that load this stuff in the plane, so I'm missing a piece of that puzzle. But I watch these guys go back and forth. But you have to trust me, my lying eyes. If I say that I saw something in particular, it's just really hearsay, isn't it? If I put up a picture, how do I know that it's a fit for the chain of command? How do I know that it isn't Photoshop? So again, any evidence that we the people put together is always under massive scrutiny. The official narrative, of course, not so much. But this is the story. Parliament building surrounded by police 15 minutes before the shooting started. This is according to an eyewitness that worked there that took these pictures, right? Then you know something's going on. Why are all these police here? And then we've all got cell phones and we all have cameras strapped to our eyeballs and whatnot. So she took the picture. Apparent witness who works at the Parliament building tells... well, we don't know because they want to be anonymous, and I can probably see why. Until his or slash her accounts of events unfolding under his her office window. They say, I'm a legislative assistant. Here's a view outside my office at 9:30 a.m., about 15 minutes before the alleged crazed lone gunman. Remember, at first there were multiple gunmen, according to all the witnesses, in Ottawa, Canada. They write just a crap ton... or shite ton of cops hanging out by the West Block for no reason. I know two things they aren't telling the press and the public. There are events hosted at Parliament and security is slack. There was no need for all these police at Parliament. the morning of the shooting incident. So if you listen to how we break these things down, I don't believe everything is a conspiracy. I don't believe everything is a false flag, of course. But we look for certain things. One is prior knowledge. That would, of course, if these photos are true, that would be indicative of prior knowledge. We look for a stand down. If you've got all these cops here and they're waiting and the guy comes in and is working, by the way, as an FBI sting operation, which has been denoted in the mainstream media, then there's a stand down. So prior knowledge, stand down, and of course cover up. You've got to cover up. That's usually the most damning part of any false flag, that there is monkey business in any kind of investigation to really truly look into what happened. And then who benefits? And we've already seen the Canadian government benefiting by extreme Patriot Act style laws and something that seemed to be written before the actual incident, again denoting prior knowledge. We'll be right back. It's Jack Blood Show.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
I have a testimony about how wonderful heart drops are. I ended up at Mayo Clinic, just had an awful time with angina and related problems to my heart problem. I remembered that I'd run out of heart drops and had reordered. And when I started taking them again, all these problems went away. And I just want to say how great these heart drops are. I'd recommend them to anyone.
I had my last heart attack in August, and I was having some form of angina pain pretty well every day. And then since I started taking it, I haven't had any angina pain at all. You know, I'm satisfied.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend
your life with Extendover. You have so much to you who have so little. To you who don't have anything at all. We who have so much, more than any one man does need. And you who don't have anything at all. Does anybody need another $1 million movie? Does anybody need another $1 million star? Does anybody need to be told over and over. Spitting in the wind comes back to twice as hard.
The great Lou Reed.
Starman. God save the devil.
That song is called Straw Man, something we work with every day. We don't work with you, but we expose you. You know, Straw Man is that Osama bin Laden hated us for our freedoms and therefore attacked us from a cave on September 11th, 2001. Lots of straw men and blind alleys in our business. It's the Jack Blood Show. I'm Jack Blood, as always, your narrator, your radio gun right here. We've got an eyewitness to Pilchuck High shooting in Marysville, Washington, coming up in just a few minutes. And then Roger Stone will join us in the second hour of the broadcast today. If I say it one more time, it's like Candyman. They won't be here, so I got to be really careful. Hey, real quick, we have some new friends at DeadlineLive.info, and you'll find it at the very top of our homepage under a banner that says tickets, okay? And these are sports and show tickets you can purchase at any time for even sold-out events at clickitticket.com, anytime you want. The link is at deadlinelive.info under tickets at the very top of our homepage, right under the Global Revolution television stream. Sports and show tickets, purchase clickitticket.com anytime you want. And what's cool about this is that if you don't know if your favorite bands are on tour, because sometimes we just don't pay attention, we just don't know, it's a great way to find who's coming and where they're going to be. And I've checked it out myself. The thing is flawless. It doesn't cause any computer failures or anything. And we get a couple of pennies when you click on clickitticket.com. So I have a personal interest, a financial interest, but I only approve people to work with that are going to be good for all of us, that are safe, that are cool. And clickitticket.com is one of those. So go check them out at deadlinelive.info. When you buy your tickets, tell them we sent you if it helps you. And that'll be up there for a long time. So hopefully y'all can use that. But really cool just to go in there and look and see, wow, I didn't even know that guy was touring. I didn't even know that there was going to be a show. I haven't heard that guy playing in 10 years. And there they are. They got all the list. Really great. Want to take your kids to a sports game and you can only afford one a year? You might pick clickitticket.com. All right, I told them I'd do that. We go. It's a done deal. All right, back to the news, and lots of news. In fact, today on the Drudge Report, I love this story. So basically, as we kind of saw coming last week, the whole Ebola hype, and fear porn is over. Okay? Basically, it's over. It's going to rattle itself out every once in a while, and it'll definitely come up as we are literally, what is it, a week away from a midterm election, so people are going to use this as much as possible. And I know this is due to Obama's incompetency, but the CDC, Obama's CDC, blocks away from me, rebuked Christie's nurse, Christie nurse release. Basically, New York and New Jersey had just begun to put anyone coming off a plane in, from Africa, from West Africa, in quarantine. And the nurse had been tested and she didn't have any Ebola. I know there's some kind of an incubation period. Don't get me started on the fake tests and everything that we know about fake Ebola. But the CDC said, you got to release, you force quarantine these people. They've done absolutely nothing. They're not sick. You have to release them. And it kind of goes under that column of how many other people were quarantined, I think almost all of them, who didn't have Ebola. It shows what kind of powers the CDC, that the executive branch, that people like FEMA, and your shadow government actually have on you. They could quarantine anyone they want for any reason at any time, and we've got a bunch more news on that. But I don't really feel like promoting Ebola too much. Yeah, we also have an Indiegogo fundraiser still over at deadlinelive.info. Please, this is doing is now supporting my web mistress, who's, you know, in arrears on some of the funds that keep the sites up, and desperately needs a new computer, and that's exactly where those funds are going to go. The Indiegogo fundraiser for the Jack Blood Show. You can find that information and donate directly to deadlinelive.info. I'm, by the way, I think I can do about 5 to 10 more paintings for $100, plus you get a free subscription, which we're opening up at Radio Free Blood this year. You're going to have Blood TV and newsletters and all kinds of great stuff. We're literally seconds away from launching that. We've been working very hard. and a year subscription is worth about $50, and you get a oil on canvas painting that you would send directly to jackblood@hotmail.com. I can do about 5 or 10 more. If I do 5, I'll decide if I can do 5 more, but that's it. And we won't be doing this for a while. I got to catch up. I got a lot of painting to do. So if you want to support this show, value for value, that's one way to do it. And I think you'll like my paintings. They're surreal pop art, if you can call it that. I don't even know how to describe it. I just don't. No, I don't play Hawkwind. Maybe I should. I don't know. Thank you, Kristen, for reminding me to do that. Back to the news. All right, so this was at deadlinelive.info today. We already covered very quickly the photos taken 15 minutes prior to the Ottawa shooting depicting a heavy police presence. And then just a day or two later, literally maybe less than a week later, Labrador hosts the biggest NORAD training exercise since the Cold War. Now, let's not forget, I know we're very drill-centric here. Anytime there's a drill, we figure there's funny business. That's not really how it works, but anytime there is a drill, that drill can go live. There was a NORAD training exercise drill, several of them, quite frankly, I think about 20 or 30 of them, going the morning of September 11th, 2001. And NORAD, as we heard from the NORAD tapes, which were published in Vanity Fair, were confused that day. Is this a drill, or are we this really happening? Do people really hijack the planes? Is this really going on? What do we do? What do we do?
Did I tell you to do anything different?
As Dick Cheney would say. The plane is 20 miles out. The plane is 15 miles out. Do the order still stand?
Did I tell you any different?
That's from Norman Mineta, Transportation Secretary, former Transportation Secretary of this country. Labrador hosts the biggest NORAD training exercise since the Cold War. And this happened on the 25th, I believe, of October. The American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, are holding their largest training exercise since the Cold War this weekend in Labrador. The military base in the Happy Valley Goose Bay area is hosting the annual NORAD operation, which involves American and Canadian Air Force troops training together to defend the North in the face of possible threats. This is the first time that Vigilant Shield exercise has been hosted in Labrador. That's very similar to, I think, Vigilant Guardian was one of the main. In Amalgam Virgo, these are the main drills that were happening on 9/11. 550 troops were participating at Five Wing Goose Bay. They all gathered that week, Five Wing Goose Bay, for training that have been shaken by the killing of comrades in Ottawa on Wednesday. It did not deter them from their duty, says Lieutenant Colonel Mark Roberts. And according to a news release, Vigilant Shield is a bi-national exercise, which emphasizes integrated American-Canadian program, that would be also known as the North American Union, to support respective national strategies for North American defense. It wrapped up Sunday, so it happened all this weekend. Did you see it? Anyone out there see that? Anyone know anything about that? Luckily for us, it did not go live. Do you know that the reason that they gave us, and we got to go to break here in just about 1 second, the reason they gave us for NORAD, besides them being confused by all of their drills the morning of 9/11, is that the protocol was for all the planes, they say, to go out to the Atlantic Ocean and wait for the Russians to attack us. They literally gave you that excuse for why planes were just flying around for hours in the sky. There you go. All right, right back with an eyewitness to the Pilchuck High shooting in Marysville, Washington, right after this. Stay with us.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Microplant Powder. For a full body detox with 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Microplant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385 Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Well, I told my friend Ted I'd play that for him. Disco Mystic by the one and only Lou Reed, who died this day in history last year, 2013. Huge loss for people who like art and music. And yeah, you probably don't know Lou Reed, though. You just know what you read in the newspaper. Love the guy, and we'll be tributing him most of the show today. All right. Joining us on the line is Jasmine Kelly. I've known Jasmine for a while. She's a friend of one of my good friends, Tom Hansen, who we've had on this show, wrote the great book, This Is What We Do, and American Junkie, also a guitar player for some seminal and historic rock bands in Seattle. Jasmine and I had dinner together here about, a year and a half ago, Jasmine. And you live in the town in Marysville, Washington, where the Pilchuck High school shooting took place on Friday, and you saw a bunch of things, so I wanted to bring you on the show. You don't do a lot of radio. I wanted to bring you on the show to tell people what you told me about this and what you put on your Facebook, because I think it's a really important piece of the puzzle. So thanks for being with us today, Jasmine.
No problem. Yeah. It was on Friday the 17th. Actually, it would have been exactly a week before the shooting. My cousin and I were leaving the local grocery store up here on the reservation, and a school bus was blocking the entrance. And there was an altercation between two of the kids taking place inside the bus, and the bus door flew open, and Jalen Freiberg came off the bus with this other kid in pursuit. And the bus driver managed to shut the door before the second kid was able to get to him, but it was Jalen, and he was very upset.
He's been identified as the shooter, at least as in the official story from the shooting on Friday that we were reporting on in Marysville, Washington, the Pilchuck High School. And you also know the Freiberg family, who are fairly prominent in your town. And tell us what they told you and what they're saying over there.
I went to visit the family just to pay my respects after this happened. And, you know, not a whole lot of details. Everybody's very upset. And so there's just a lot of emotions going on. But basically the same thing that everybody's been talking about is that Jalen was a good kid, and nobody's really sure what happened. They said that there was a girl involved, that he had broken up with a girl, and that the fight between the relatives was over a girl. So...
It seems that everybody in the town kind of knew about this spat that was going on with Freiberg, Jalen Freiberg, and I guess another kid over this girl. In fact, I have another source who's also a radio host. His name is John Stokes, and he's got family and friends at that school as well. And he basically confirmed what apparently is now the official story, that this kid just couldn't hang and got upset over his heart being broken. We know how, you know, hormones can rush and cause us to do crazy things. And it seems almost like an open and shut case into that direction. Did you see anything that would counter that so-called official story, Jasmine?
No, not really. I mean, I went and looked at Jalen's Twitter feed, and it, you know, it definitely sounded like a kid who had just gotten his heart broken. And, you know, I remember being that age. You just don't see beyond that moment. It's a forever thing at right at that moment that, you know, your heart is crushed and life is over. Unfortunately, in this day and age with guns, sometimes people choose that the other route, you know, the bad route. So.
Yeah, sometimes we say, you know, but for the grace of the gods, go I. That could have happened when we were in school. But when we were in school, right, Jasmine, I know we're fairly close to the same age, that we didn't bring guns and stuff to school. We didn't shoot people in school. We might have brought a baseball bat or a crowbar.
A slingshot, you know.
Yeah. I don't want to get you to have to surmise how this happens. I think that there's a certain copycat issue involved in this. You also said that the family, the Freiberg family themselves, had a lot of family difficulties, and you seem to think that maybe this started after they got their casino license.
Well, no, I didn't mean to imply that they had a lot of family difficulties. I know when I grew up near them, just down the street, but it's a huge family, and there's a lot of Freiberg all over the reservation. The family that I knew, which were cousins of Jalen, they were having a lot of difficulty at the time. Just mostly, I think, financial, just very poor. And before the casino came in, you know, most of the tribe was extremely poor. And things here were, most of the people were living in poverty. So ever since the casino came in, things have changed, and the tribe's really done very well for themselves. So that's what I meant to say, and that they were...
Yeah, no, and I might have put a word in your mouth or two.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, when I see this happen in other towns and other cities, there's a lot of conflict that goes with it, and that causes a lot of stress. So I'm just, you know, I wanted to throw that out as a possibility of what might have led up to something like this. I also asked you off the record, and now I'm going to ask you on the record, if you've heard any rumors or have any knowledge or information about the shooter Jalen Freiberg using antidepressants or being on any of the myriad of pharmaceuticals that are given to kids these days with even the most minor invented problems. And this is something that we have seen as a thread running through a lot of the school shootings. But you had said no. Did you find out anything different in the meantime?
No, I haven't. Yeah, and I would have to say I just don't know. And yeah, bottom line, I don't know.
Do you have any doubt? We're with Jasmine Kelly, and she lives in the town. What is the exact name of the town that you live in? Because it's not officially Marysville, right? It's
well, Marysville is the town where the school is. I live just about 2 miles west on the reservation, on the Tulalip Indian Reservation.
Right. I'd also asked you, and we've actually got now more information about SWAT drills and school shooting drills taking place in the town 2 months at Pilchuck High, 2 months almost exactly to the day before the shooting took place, and the other at, I believe, Ferndale High, which was the day, the morning before, a different day, okay, different school, morning before the shooting. And was there any awareness in your town? Did you find out anything about that? Did anybody see the presence of SWAT at the schools and ask any questions? Do you have any information on that?
Well, what I do know is that all schools are required to have a lockdown drill 3 times a year. And with 2,300 high schools in the state, I, you know, don't think that's very unusual. So, whether or not, I had heard that Marysville had had one already this year, which, you know, 1 of 3 that they're supposed to, that they're required to do each school year.
In light of all the school shootings, I guess we should be seeing that as not unreasonable. I think, you know, where a lot of my people are coming from is that we've seen some of these drills in the past go live, and it's a drill, and they tell us, well, we were incompetent, and somehow the terrorist attacked us right when we were having these drills, and everybody was very confused. And a lot of times the drills are used to confuse first responders and the police, not knowing if this is real or not. Do you think maybe that does confuse the police? Is this another drill? I don't know. Is this an actual shooting? Who knows? You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, after spending a little bit of time with the family, I know it wasn't a drill. It really did happen. You can't, you know, and I don't know about all of the rest of the shootings across the country. Anything is possible, but I know what happened here, and I know that there are people that are clearly upset and clearly have suffered a great loss.
Well, it shows two things, and I'm just talking to my audience now, Jasmine.
Right.
It shows two things. One is that the drills do confuse people, as we saw in the morning of 9/11. It can confuse first responders and be used as a cover to extend an operation. So that's why we're all a little squirmy when we hear stuff like this. It definitely lights off a few red flags, not so much false flags. And the other is that sometimes the drills themselves soften the response is where I was just kind of trying to go with that. In other words, if you're crying wolf by these drills, sometimes people get confused. And a lot of people don't know there was a drill at the Boston Marathon to have a fake bomb go off. And there were guys running around in megaphones at the Boston Marathon in the bombing saying, hey, we're having a drill, a live drill. We're going to blow something up over here. And that's one of the bombs that the media showed went off by the so-called bombers. One of them was actually part of a drill that they were having at the very same time. So you can see kind of where people are going with this. But I need you to stay with us for one more segment, Jasmine. And again, reiterate what you saw, because this was a real shooting, folks, as far as I can tell.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software on the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Thanks a lot, Jack. This has been awesome. I really appreciate it.
Having a convenient phone problem with our guest today, Tim Russert.
Hi, Jack.
Hello, Jack.
Jack Blood.
Always good to be here, Jack.
Glad to be back, Jack.
TSA.
The other night, we went to see Sam's play. Doing the things that we want to. It was very physical, it helped you to the stage. Doing the things that he wants to. Doing the things that he wants to.
It's the 1 year anniversary of the death of Lou Reed. You know, I gotta hit that a little bit. It's the Jack Blood Show. Major political operative joining us in the second hour of the broadcast today. New information about Hillary Clinton. We'll talk about that. A little JFK stuff, some Henry Kissinger stuff in the second hour of the broadcast today. I shall not mention his name. Because if I mention guy's name three times, he doesn't show up. So we don't do that. We've only gone two, technically. It's the Jack Blood Show, deadlinelive.info, radiofreeblood.com. We're on Facebook and Twitter and everywhere else. Jasmine Kelly has been kind enough to join us. She's a personal friend of mine and saw a lot of events leading up to and then surrounding the shooting up in Marysville, Washington, where I used to ride motorcycles when I was a kid. Pilchuck High School. Thank you, Jasmine, again for being with us. I appreciate you.
No problem.
Okay, how's the town dealing with this so far? I know that there are people moving on this situation to try to use it for a political agenda. I don't know if you've seen anything like that, but how's the town holding together? And give us some information on that, if you could.
Somber. It's just very somber. not a whole lot of people smiling, that's for sure. And pretty dark up here, too. They're going to be having a candlelight vigil at the tribal center this weekend, and probably going to be going to that.
We had mentioned Friday, because this looked very suspicious. So we've got a drill the day before at another high school, a SWAT drill at this high school 2 months before for almost the exact same thing. Okay, that's a coincidence. And then there is a Bill Gates, Michael Bloomberg initiative being pushed in Washington to put limits on who can have handguns and who can sell them, and not just handguns, but all guns. And, you know, our mutual friend Walter would not be for that.
And neither am I, actually. I voted no. So.
Yeah, it's just not something that goes over good in anywhere outside of Seattle or Tacoma or something. And I assume these guys are going to move in and get photo ops. Have you seen anything like that? Anyone trying to exploit this yet?
Just the major networks right now, and their helicopters, their demon helicopters flying over the sky constantly. But
You had all those news helicopters and news people in, and Tom Hansen with fireworks at the exact same time. That sounds like a dangerous alchemy right there.
It was a noisy weekend. Exactly. Prominent fireworks. No, but we like it up here. But anyway, I don't watch mainstream media, the news. I don't know exactly how they're using this, this initiative to, try and, the incident to try and get their cause to pass. But, I don't know. It didn't affect my decision. I had already decided to vote no. I voted Sunday and I still voted no, so.
And it's weird timing, though, and you could see why people are jumping to conclusions. What would you say to the alternative media around the world who is dead set in reporting that this was a false flag event and or, because people are already saying it never happened at all and it's just a hoax? Well, what do you have to say to those people?
Well, the people that I visited with, the Freiberg family, those weren't state actors, and they were not faking it. They were extremely upset and a lot of grief, a lot of emotion. That's just not something that I could see these people doing. I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but they're very deeply religious people, very deeply religious. And the first time that I went to visit them, there was a lot of Bibles and there was a lot of praying. I just don't see that this was fake.
Are you sure they're not all actors?
I've known them for 30 years.
See, we did that with Sandy Hook. You don't know, but I did that with Sandy Hook, and people called me a liar and stuff, and all my contacts liars. So I'm not telling you how to get a hold of Jasmine, and you just delete those people if they start giving you a bad time. One of the other things you told me last night off the record was that the cops kind of knew that Jalen Freiberg was coming unhinged a little bit, didn't they? I mean, everybody seemed to know. The cops seemed to know. As you mentioned, there were some posts on Facebook. And I don't want to, put on you what the cops should do. Obviously, neither of us want to see too much in that direction. But it is rather weird that they did know that something was brewing. And I guess it's theoretically possible that they could have stopped this.
Yeah, theoretically. He had been in trouble for fighting at school. He got suspended from the football team. And then, of course, the altercation that happened with the bus, which my cousin and I saw. And they did call the cops then, too. So they had to have known something.
Yeah, I mean, again, you put all these things together, it's all coincidental, but it doesn't look good. And if I didn't know you and John over there, I'd tell you, I'd be writing stories right now about how this was a false flag. And that's why I think our listeners are very, I guess, privileged that we're on the air and we have contacts at all these places and just happen to know people to try to set the record straight. So I have no iron in this fire. I have absolutely no agenda other than to try to get to the truth as much as possible, because hey, if everything is a conspiracy, Jasmine, then people just stop caring, and so we need to kind of separate those things all in all. Well, hey man, you did a great job today, so thanks very much for
thank you for having me.
If you hear anything, one of the things I want you to really keep your ears open to is if young Freiberg was on some kind of pharmaceuticals of some kind, that he was told to take pharmaceuticals, because that will certainly push someone over the edge. So if you hear anything like that, please get back to me, okay?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, anything else you want to add?
Just would like to express my condolences to the families, and G.S. Soriano, who passed away last night after being in the hospital, to her family as well. So.
All right. Hey, listen, and will you please get Tommy writing? Please?
I've been trying.
give him bacon, whatever it takes, and get him writing every day, will you?
Well, I'm sure he's listening right now, so Tommy, will you please write? God damn it.
Every day. You know, I mean, a lot of people, they love Charles Bukowski, but what they don't know is the guy was a really hard worker. Not that Tommy is, and he's got massive medical problems that we know about, but... You can read about an American Junkie, an amazing book, which I think is going to get major publishing all over the world here pretty soon, and I hope it does. But you got to just hack something, do something, just write something, a poem, an essay, just write something every day, Tommy. Come on. And that's just because it's selfish of me. I'm jonesing for This Is What We Do, part two. It's what I want.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, love you, too. Jasmine. Thank you for being part of the show. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Jack. Bye-bye.
All right. Our second guest in the second hour coming up right after this. You guys, listen, that's just what I know. I'm not telling you you're wrong. You're obviously right about everything you say. I'm just sharing the information that I get with you. Should I not? See, what would be worse? If I knew about all of this and never said anything in order to have big stories about a false flag at DeadlineLive.info and RadioFreeBlood.com, I think that would be worse than telling you what I know. So we try not to draw conclusions here. It's really important for us that y'all are getting the information that we have. And we have great contacts. It's just weird because I've lived all over the country, because I know a lot of people, because a lot of people have listened to the show over the years. We get a lot of great tips and a lot of great firsthand information. So when you see the headlines, this is definitely a false flag. And I'm telling you, I jumped to the same conclusion on Friday. So I was right there with you. Look at that being a little skeptical. Just always be a little skeptical. Okay? Because if you go around and you tell your friends everything is a conspiracy, they're not going to believe you when something really important comes up. And that's, I guess, what we try to accomplish here. You know, doing stories like this and even covering a story from this angle means I can't be syndicated on radio stations, and it makes it very hard for our so-called career. But we need to do it. We need to do it, and I'm kind of caught between the real world and the internet world, and I try to bring those together to do the best possible show we can for you. We're going to break, right? All right. The guest I announced twice and not three times, allegedly joining us in the next after this top of the hour news break. It's the Jack Blood Show, second hour, coming right after this.